Extremely rare opportunity.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Yasmin Williams does some incredible things with the guitar, like you can hear in this song, Hummingbird. Williams fell in love with the instrument after racking up some high scores in the video game Guitar Hero. From there, she'd meticulously work on the craft down to each pluck of the string.
I'm very picky about how notes sound and how notes ring. I will spend hours in my music room just practicing how I let notes ring out.
Her latest album, Acadia, is an exploration of the guitar from its folk roots to its amplified and distorted present. It features a slew of collaboration from folks in and out of her wheelhouse.
Genre is not really a thing. It's a commercial thing, but it's not an actual thing.
Coming up, we've got a gorgeous live performance from Yasmin Williams on this encore edition of World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. More than 20,000 holes have been drilled into Minnesota's ground. But of course, Matt Carter has a favorite. He slowly strolled backward, neck craned up at the rows of gigantic metal shelves.
The deepest hole drilled in Minnesota is right here.
Really?
Yeah, it's the Hattenberger hole.
The drilling was done on the Hattenberger farm near Kettle River. Ever since the Hattenbergers drilled a new well, they dealt with air in their plumbing. In 1976, during a power outage, they lit a candle in the bathroom. The ensuing minor explosion revealed the air was in fact flammable gas.
Got private funding to drill, to core the hole. Not just drill, to core 7,700 feet.
Because he was looking for
because
natural gas.
Because they thought they were going to strike black gold, oil.
Despite their massive investment, they were unsuccessful. Core drilling means using a hollow drill bit to remove a cylinder of rock or other material from a hole. The Department of Natural Resources estimates today it costs about $150 per foot. That expense is one part of the reason the DNR's drill core library in Hibbing is so valuable. Carter is a mineral potential supervisor with the DNR. Based on the cost of drilling alone, he estimates the library is worth $500 million. But of course, there's other ways to evaluate worth. A new mineral, hibbingite, was discovered in the archive. There's evidence of a 1.85 billion-year-old meteorite impact. And the core helps answer geological research questions, including ones we never knew we'd be asking. Not every core's story is as interesting as Hattenberger, but together, they help tell the story of Minnesota's geology, past, present, and future. Two-thirds of states have core collections, and the U.S. Geological Survey has several of its own as well.
This is one of the largest in terms of collections, largest collections in North America, probably top five. We have over 3 million, probably closer to 3.5 million linear feet of core here.
That's enough to stretch from International Falls to Chicago. Minnesota's mining history is a significant driver behind all this drilling. The vast majority of the core comes from mineral exploration. Minnesota is so attractive because of its geology. The Duluth Complex, the formation that spans the Arrowhead, has gotten a lot of attention the last couple years as companies look for critical minerals like copper and nickel, and more recently, gases like helium.
So the geological wonder that is locked in these rocks are wonderful.
Joyashi Takurta is a senior research geologist at the University of Minnesota's Natural Resources Research Institute.
This is a place where you get access to rocks that are in the subsurface, many hundreds of feet or meters down in the interior of the earth, where you can by no means go and collect the rocks from. So that's why this collection is so valuable. You get access to the rocks where they actually are.
Takurta and his colleagues visit the library 5 or 6 times a year, depending on what projects they're working on. Right now, they're looking at manganese on the Cuyuna Range. While recent news has swirled around a potential mine near Emily, companies and geologists have known for years there was manganese in the area. A century ago, some 600 people lived nearby in the now-abandoned Manganese, Minnesota, touted as the Hibbing of the Cuyuna Range. Interest in the mineral has grown with the clean energy push, yet we still don't even know why it's here. That's what Takerta's research aims to answer, using over 200 samples from the Drill Corps Library. While there has been exploratory drilling in recent years, the Cuyuna Range hasn't been mined in four decades, and there's land that doesn't exist anymore, dug up with the iron.
The record of these layers and manganese enriched or not have been preserved by the companies donated to this repository, and we can go and still access them whenever we want. So it's a preservation of a natural record.
There's a lot that goes into managing this massive physical database. You can learn more about that by reading the full story at kaxe.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
Welcome one, welcome all. I'm Stephen Kaleo, and this is an encore edition of World Cafe. We're jumping back to last year. I'm speaking to Yasmin Williams, the guitarist, about her album Acadia. Take a listen.
Every once in a while, you come across someone so skilled with an instrument that it makes you reconsider what you thought was possible with said instrument. And when it comes to something that's hundreds of years old, well, then that really grabs your attention. That's how it feels to watch Yasmin Williams play the acoustic guitar. The 27-year-old Williams is one of the best and brightest young artists to come out of the folk world. And on her new album, Acadia, she's in study with the sixth string, exploring its roots and seeing what tricks the venerable acoustic still has up its sleeve. Yasmin joins me to talk about her guitar hero roots, literally, and you are in for a treat. One of the most inventive and exciting performances we've had on the show. From World Cafe Live in Philly, here is Yasmin Williams with Cliff Walk.
Thank you. Sorry, I just need to be speechless for a second.
Nah.
Recorded live from the stage of World Cafe in Philadelphia, it's Yasmin Williams with the performance of Cliff Walk. It's the song that opens the third album, Acadia.
Yeah.
Featuring appearances from Aoife O'Donovan, Darling Side, Dom Flemons, and so many more. Yasmin's my guest today on World Cafe. My name's Stephen Kaleo, contributing host. Yasmin, so nice to meet. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you too. I'm glad we could make this work.
So, oh my, I think I have to start for our listening audience and to say that there is only one performer on stage. Someone playing guitar, maybe someone tap dancing. No, you are sitting in a chair playing guitar, and on top of your guitar case, you've got
I've got my wooden board here that kind of just slides onto the grooves of my case, and it kind of stays there with Velcro. Yeah, it's my little portable little tap dance thing.
I guess the obvious question is, where did that idea come to you to do that? Was that a love of tap dancing, or was it like,
No, I cannot dance. I'm not a dancer, really. I wish, but it came to me because I really wanted to. So I like a lot of percussive music. I grew up with hip hop and R&B and jazz and all of that. And when I'm playing guitar, a lot of the times in my tunes, my hands are doing a lot of things. And sometimes I can't have my right hand do the percussive things that it does in some of the songs. So when my hands are busy doing the melodic things or the rhythm things at the same time, I came up with tap shoes to keep the beat with my feet pretty much, and to use my feet as percussion, like kind of like I guess kit players do. I just wanted to come up with something that was acoustic and sounded decent with the acoustic guitar, and tap shoes was all I could think of.
If you're just joining us on World Cafe, Yasmin Williams is my guest. The new album is called Acadia, which is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It's also a journey. And I would love to hear your vision for what you wanted this record to be, because it definitely feels well thought out and considered.
Thank you very much. I kind of wanted each song on the record to be its own journey, and for those journeys to kind of culminate into the record itself. So I think of Acadia in kind of three sections. Mm-hmm. The first three songs kind of go together, the next three and the last three. The first three are probably what most people who are familiar with me would expect me to do, just with a lot of added guests.
Yep.
The second section it has vocals in it. There's kind of a bigger arrangements going on with the vocals and with other people playing other instruments. Like there's a string sections in some of the songs and a lot of percussive players and stuff like that. But it's still pretty acoustic music. Mm-hmm. And then the last section is kind of where I kind of like go electric, quote unquote, and play electric guitar on the tunes, which is different. I don't think I have a record that has electric guitar with me playing electric guitar on it, actually, until this one. But yeah, that's kind of more in the jazzier kind of vein, kind of some rock influences show up in there. There's drum kit players on the tunes, and I even use a double neck guitar on a song called Nectar. And yeah, it's kind of a mix of everything, but I just really wanted the record to be what I think of as folk music, which is an amalgamation of pretty much just whatever you can consider to be the people's music. And
yeah.
I think in general, folk could benefit from more collaboration across quote unquote genre, because genre is not really a thing. It's a commercial thing, but it's not an actual thing.
See, I was so ready to get into that world, because I feel like if you're under a certain age, the idea of genre is just silly. But folk, which has some pretty protective people who have been in that field for decades, they're very protective of what is and isn't folk. It feels like this record is like kind of a conversation of like, hey, folk can be this, maybe what you would expect from like a song like Cliff Walk.
Yeah.
But as we get to the back half of the album, this can also be folk.
Exactly.
Is that something you were trying to say?
Pretty much. The record kind of grew into that, because I just love pretty much all types of music. And a lot of music can be considered folk music. You can consider jazz to be a folk mm-hmm. idiom. You can consider blues to be a folk idiom. You can consider a lot of things to be folk idioms. And they're not treated as such, really, especially in kind of the mainstream folk Americana world. So I just kind of wanted to bridge that gap and provide folks with, I guess, a different way of thinking about folk music in general, and to try to make it more open-minded.
Yeah. How does this tie into, I know you've called this a full circle moment. Why at this point in your career do you feel like you know, you can look back on where you started?
Because I guess where I started was very much in solitude. when I started playing the guitar, I didn't really play with that many other people, if anyone. It was just something that I did for me. And now I can kind of look around and see how many friends I have that are in the business and like just peers that we respect each other and they want to play on my record. I want to play on their records. And it's really cool to be able to invite people like Ifo Donovan and Dom and everyone else who's on the record to play on it. And it's weird because I would have never imagined my career to kind of get to this point as far as collaboration being a thing, because I just wasn't really super huge into collaboration early on in my career.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Yasmin Williams. The new album is called Acadia. Juvenescence.
Yeah.
The state of being youthful or growing young. So when I thought growing young was like it's a Benjamin Button thing, no, it's from infancy to like adolescence. Why did that word stand out to you?
So I actually didn't come up with that title. I played it at a show. I don't remember where I was. It may have been a festival or something. And it didn't have a name at that point, so I just asked the audience, oh, can you help me name this song, which I do this kind of a lot. And someone just came up to me after the show and was like, you should name it Juvenescence. And like most people, I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yep.
But she told me what it meant, and I thought that just was really, really apt. Because when I play the song, personally, it just reminds me of my childhood and running around with my brothers and having fun, not having quite as many stresses or worries as I have now as an adult. And yeah, literally every time I play the tune, it relaxes me. And I hope it does that for the people who listen to it as well.
It's Yasmin Williams here on World Cafe.
Recorded live in Philadelphia, that is Juvenescence from Yasmin Williams. Yasmin's new album is Acadia. It's available now. Don't fret. We have more live performances, and we'll find out how Yasmin got into playing guitar, collecting high scores along the way. That's when we get back to World Cafe.
I'm Elsa Chang from National Public Radio. We bring you the news and voices of people across the nation each and every day. We are proud of the work that we do, but we want to remind you that local affiliates like KAXE bring you the voices of your friends and neighbors. From arts reporting on area voices to local and state sports or clean energy and economic development, they reflect what life is like in rural northern Minnesota. Your support is critical to the work they do, where you learn about high school students in debate, to the sacredness of water and wild rice, to the history and future of forests in the region. Being a member makes this all possible, so please go to kaxe.org.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of a conversation and performance with Yasmin Williams. She's an incredible guitar player, a guitar virtuoso who does a lot of interesting things when she performs. And we're going to get into how she ended up picking up the guitar in the first place in a few minutes, but I want to treat you to another performance. And oh my gosh, the rapid fire notes here on the appropriately titled Hummingbird sure impressed all of us. It's Yasmin Williams on World Cafe.
This next song is called Hummingbird. Thank you.
Gracias, y'all.
I don't think I'm allowed to say what I want to say on public radio, so I will just say, geez, Louise. Recorded live, it's Yasmin Williams on stage at World Cafe in Philadelphia, performance of Hummingbird. It is from her latest album, Acadia. The composer and guitar player is my guest today on World Cafe. Whew. Okay, need a second. Just going to gather myself.
That's how I feel to see playing it.
You should feel that much more than I should, but you know, because you're actually playing it. You have a process that I would love to talk about. There's something about precision that while I can never manage it myself, I have a fond appreciation for. You have a process called ruminating. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so essentially all it is I'm very picky about how notes sound and how notes ring, and I will spend hours in my music room just practicing how I let notes ring out and how I play notes. Like basically this is just practicing attack and decay and controlling the attack and decay of a note in a song. I don't know if I can use my guitar.
You can absolutely demonstrate.
I will try to demonstrate. So essentially, if I want this note to sound a certain way, I will spend maybe an hour, a couple of hours just playing it over and over again until I get it to sound how I want it to sound. So just letting the note kind of ring out and I guess it's better to just kind of play a... playing that as a scale, for example, mm-hmm. I'll spend a lot of time trying to deliberate how to play each individual note. I really wanted that particular section of that song to sound like a waterfall. So instead of playing the scale, that doesn't really sound like a waterfall to me.
Sure.
So I figured out to just do it like this and let each note ring. Open strings ring out.
Yeah.
And you can call it ruminating. That's what, yeah.
You go practice experimenting.
But yeah, just practicing. And even for individual notes, if I want to practice vibrato, to avoid buzzing, all of that is, yeah, I'm super picky about precision.
You're listening to World Cafe. Yasmin Williams is my guest. The new album is called Acadia. It takes a while for people to find their calling. I learned that you played clarinet before getting...
I played clarinet starting in third grade or fourth grade, and I played up till college, yeah.
And so you're out. Is there a clarinet in the house?
No, it's not. No, I don't know where it is. I miss it, though. I'll get one at some point. I'll get another one.
Well, I have to appreciate the transition from clarinet to guitar because this is something that I have heard from a few musicians over the years.
Really?
Once Guitar Hero, the video game, gets your hooks in you, it's almost like I have to switch.
Man, it got its hooks in me really fast.
How old were you when you started playing?
I was 12 years old when I started playing the game. And it was pretty much all I cared about for a little while.
not a lot going on when you're 12.
Life. It was school, homework, Guitar Hero, practice, school, homework. And I eventually beat the game. And then I asked my parents to buy me my first electric guitar, my first guitar. And they did. And that's how it started.
It makes sense. As someone, no Guitar Hero player forgets it, but what was your song? What was the one you had to play?
It was called Thunder Horse. It was a metal song. It was by Death Clock.
Oh my God. The Aquatine Hunger Force. Yeah, the Adult Swim thing.
Yep. I didn't know they had a show until after, but that was great. But yeah, that song was the one I had to just get perfect every time. It was my favorite one. And another one called Gemini. It was the only instrumental song on there.
Because I had something for you. But so you started with electric and then transitioned to acoustic?
Yeah. I wasn't interested in acoustic at that point. I associated with boring singer-songwriters and just playing the same chords over and over, which was incorrect to assume that was all the acoustic guitar could do. But I just thought electric guitar was flashier and cooler.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't last long.
Was it because you realized the versatility and how dynamic it could be?
Yeah. A guitar teacher, he was my guitar teacher for about a month, and then I figured out I didn't like lessons at all, so I quit. But he taught me how to play Blackbird by the Beatles, and that was the first fingerstyle thing I'd ever learned, and I realized, like, whoa, I really love using my fingers over using a pick. And acoustic guitar sounds actually really nice. And that kind of got me hooked on fingerstyle, and then the percussive stuff was kind of always there, but it really was there with an acoustic guitar because it's, you know, it's an acoustic guitar and not an electric guitar.
Yeah.
So that, like, kind of opened up my world as far as, like, wow, acoustic guitar is definitely the solo instrument to play. I don't know why I didn't start with this, but...
You made a lot of friends along the way doing this, and I'm sure a lot of fans, so this is very cool.
Thank you.
This is World Cafe. Yasmin Williams is my guest. Up next, we've got a performance of Gitka, a song that closes out your 2018 debut, Unwind. Why did you want to bring this one today?
I like playing the song. It's different than a lot of my other tunes, and it uses an instrument called a kalimba, which, for those of you who don't know what a kalimba is, it's you can also call it a thumb piano, but it's just like a little piece of wood. Sometimes it can be made out of gourd too. And it has metal tines on it, and you usually play it with your thumbs, but I can't really do that and play guitar at the same time.
You're occupied, yeah.
I'm very occupied, and it kind of just sits on top of my guitar with tape, so I use my right hand, the fingers on my right hand, index and middle and ring finger to play it.
And your job requires an unusual amount of carpentry.
I've made things quite difficult for myself, but the setup's actually pretty simple.
I was going to say, it's just pretty ingenious, actually. It doesn't seem complicated at all.
It took some years to get it not as complicated, but thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Yasmin Williams.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Recorded live from the stage of World Cafe in Philadelphia, it's Yasmin Williams. The new album, Acadia, is available now. Yasmin, it was a pleasure to meet. So much fun being up on stage with you. Congrats on the new album.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. This was awesome. Yeah.
Let's run it back again sometime. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Perfect. We'll figure that out. And in the meantime, you are listening to World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Thanks again to Yasmin Williams. Her latest album is Acadia. It's available now. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Wanted to play a song from one of the great folk poets of the 21st century, singing about survivor's joy on her incredible debut album. This is Alison Russell from Outside Child. It's Night Flyer.
Yeah, I'm in the right. Stone bone of fly, night fly. I'm an angel of the morning too. Promise that the dawn will bring you, you. I'm the melody and the space between. Every note the swallow sings. I'm 14 vultures circling. I'm that crawling dying thing. I'm the smoke up above the trees. Good Lord. Fire on the branch that's burning low. Maybe you were sleeping low, but maybe she's not weeping no more. No. Yeah, I'm a midnight ride, stone bone of fine night fly. I'm an angel of the morning too. Promise that the dawn will be. Fireflies, one street light, I'm suffocating summer night. I'm each of the steps on the stairway. I'm a shadow in the doorframe. I'm a tap, tap of a lunar moth. I'm a stale beat on his bed. Soul is trapped in that room, but I crawled back in my mother's womb. Came back out with my gold and my greens. Now I see everything. Now I feel everything. Good Lord, what the hell could they bring to stop me, Lord? Nothing from the earth, nothing from the sea. Not a God Almighty thing. I'm a midnight ride, stone bone. I'm the one who can't be counted out. I'm the dove thrown into bed. I can roll and shake and rattle. I'm the moon's dark side. I'm the solar flare. The child.
We'd like for you to kind of, we're going to slow it down this time and sing a soulful number. This song is a song that, you know, we all ought to sing sometime. You know? This is the love crowd, right? We all love each other, don't we? Am I right? Let me hear you say yeah then. All right. I've been loving you too long to stop now. As you become a habit to me, I've been loving you, oh, too long, and I don't want to stop now, oh. Can you do that one more time now, just like that? Do it just one more time. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. Your love is growing cold. My love is growing stronger as our fair grows old. Ooh, I'm loving you. Oh, too long. And I don't want to stop now. No. No, no. I've been loving you just a little bit too long. And I don't want to stop now. No, no, no. And don't make me stop now. Lord have mercy. No, baby. I'm down.
Sleeping in bed, no more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh yeah, yeah.
Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. 'Cause they're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
let it be. Oh no, the world won't get no better. We gotta change again, just you and me.
Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Oh yeah.
Wake up, everybody. John Legend and The Roots. That does it for this hour of the show. Appreciate you listening, and thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, a program we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com.